Kat Semenon will only see the photos of her husband from now on. Kim Philippe was among at least four garment workers shot dead during a violent clash between striking garment workers and Cambodian government armed forces on January 3rd. A garment worker herself, she said the loss of her husband is the loss of her future.
I want justice for my husband because he did nothing wrong. He just protested for a higher wage for workers and teachers and for a lower cost of living. But why did they shoot him with real bullets?
Hundreds of garment workers were demonstrating for a doubling of their minimum wage of $80 per month when they threw rocks and Molotov cocktails at government security forces, who responded with live ammunition. Su Sum O is the father of the slain worker.
Please help seek justice for my son, because he protested only for an appropriate living wage, not to buy a villa, a car, or to become rich.
Apart from at least four deaths, more than 30 people were injured and 23 others were arrested in the clash. Activist Tep Bani and other protest leaders were briefly detained last month while trying to submit a petition calling for the release of the 23 activists. She says the four who died should be remembered as heroes.
These four sacrificed their lives, not just for themselves, but for all the garment workers across the country, so that they could get a minimum wage of $160 per month. So we will remember them, all in our hearts, as our most heroic workers.
Officials have said an investigation will be conducted in the case, but no progress has yet been reported. Government spokesman Pai Sapan says the investigation will start by looking at the demonstrators first. Kang Tito, a spokesman of the military police, told VOA's Khmer service that it is not easy to find the shooters.
How do we know who shot them? We do not know because the situation at that time was so chaotic that we did not know who was who. So how can we charge anyone with the shooting?
Prime Minister Hun Sen faces a growing challenge to his 28-year rule, both from factory workers demanding higher pay and opposition forces demanding he step down and call a new election because of alleged vote fraud in the July election. For Simoni, I'm Colin Lovett, VOA News.